Guess what time it is? Friday Jams! Well, hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the Rock Your Brand Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Boker, a serial entrepreneur on a mission to help you. This show is designed to teach you, to inspire you, to motivate you to take massive action and build a future-proof business. So, whether you're just starting out or taking your existing business to the next level, this is your home. Now, if you're ready, I'm ready. Let's rock your brand. What's up, everyone? Welcome to this Friday Jam Session. Super excited you're here. And if you haven't heard me say it before, I'm going to say it right now. This is probably one of the highlights of my week because I get to hang out with some cool people every single Friday and answer some really awesome questions. Now, you might be asking, Scott, how do I get my question answered? Well, all you need to do is become part of our Take Action crew. How do you do that? Very easy. Head on over to takeactioncrew.com. It's totally free. And we do it every single Friday. And it is a blast. So what you're about to listen to is one that we did last week. So this way here, even if you can't attend, you can always show up here to the Rock Your Brand podcast and listen to our live jam session. All right, guys. So sit back, relax, and let's jam. Let's just get started and let's just dive in. Okay. Number one, the event, like I said, was pretty darn amazing, but we started at 9:30 a.m. Eastern time and we didn't wrap up. I didn't leave the room until I think it was around 9:30 at night. Was it 9:30? No, we started at 6:30. It was a little over three hours. That's 9:30, right? I'm doing some math there. Hey, I'm sorry. My mind's a little fried too. We started at like 6:30, little bit after 6:30, and we went until, like right around 9:30. It was crazy. I'm saying 6:30 to 9:30. We had like a little networking party. We had actually Chuck from Quiet Light who sat in on that. He was great. Really good. Just a good person to have in the room when you're talking about all of these different types of businesses that are being built out there. And he's got a lot of businesses himself. That was a really, really great time to hang out with him. Greg from Zon Support, two of our sponsors, for the event. Greg was there the entire time. And again, he helps people make their businesses less stressful by taking the support off of their plates. But he has a lot of great, just a lot of great perspectives on business. And he deals with a lot of businesses. And he's also seen a lot of people shifting from, 100% Amazon to now he's seeing it like 60-40 and people just wanting to build brands. So that was really cool. It was a long day, 12 plus hours of us staying together for an entire day. There was only one glitch. And not everyone experienced the glitch. And that was during Chris Schaefer's, workshop. And it was on the Facebook ad stuff, right? So he was doing a whole session on breaking down Facebook ads, really, really well detailed too. He got almost to the Q&A and it started freezing for some people. Now, not everyone. My philosophy here is, reasoning on why it was happening. I can't say for sure. We used Crowdcast. I believe that people were streaming from different servers. And I think that even myself, I was experiencing some of that glitch. Chris watched it back on the recording and he seems to think that the recording is going to be great. So fingers crossed. Well, I still haven't even looked at the recordings yet because literally we're like, not even, a couple days later. So there's only one glitch. So I was super excited about that. And I had it here. I had it here in my office and we had that thing running the entire day. So that's pretty cool that there was no glitches. Everyone had great connection and a lot of great conversations. So it was really, really cool. First time I ever used Crowdcast, by the way. And with Crowdcast, the cool thing is you develop these virtual rooms. And then as soon as the new session starts, you start bringing everybody back in the room. And then all of a sudden the conversation starts happening. And I want to give a little shout out here. I think Octavio is here on the coffee talk, but Octavio, oh my gosh, He was like our chat, you know, leader, if you will. Like, he was just in there and just helping, and just he was so active in just helping people if they had an issue, a problem. We didn't even ask him to do that. He just did it. Because Octavio is a cool guy. And he also had time to take a whole bunch of notes. He shot a video afterwards with like 10 pages of notes. So it was just really, really cool to see. But anyway, went really seamless. The other thing is, I just want to say, I love you guys. I love my people. And what I mean by that is, over the years, I've built a lot of different audiences. And it always, you know, it comes down to when you start to get big or a bigger audience, you start to also see that it might start to get a little less of your people. Other people will start to come in. And that's actually why I closed down our TAS group, which had over 58,000 people in it. And we started the Rock Your Brand group. If you want to be a part of that, if you're not in there right now watching this, well, then you can head on over to brandcreators.com/RYB. And you can do that. You can head over there and request to join. But the one thing I just wanted to say was, I love my people. Like, I spent an entire day, 12 hours, by the way. And just about everyone that attended stayed. There was very little drop off. It was funny. I was texting Kevin in between sessions, Kevin Sanderson, who was our MC, and he's the guy that, you know, kind of ran the event. But I was messaging him. I'm like, how's the attendance? Like, are we getting any drop off? He's like, no, it's the same, right? And I'm like, okay. And then about, I don't know, 2 hours later, I text him again, because every time you move, you're thinking that you're going to move people from one room to the next. You're thinking you're going to lose people. And I message him and he goes, yes, we did. And I go, okay, how many? And he's like, one. And it was like one person might have went to the bathroom, or maybe they had to jump in the car and then they jumped back on later. But yeah, it was funny. So anyway, I love my people. Okay. And then the other thing that was pretty awesome and pretty magical was watching the engagement. Like I said, watching the engagement of people. And I'm not even talking about the 3 hours in our little cocktail hour. It was supposed to be a cocktail hour. It ended up being 3 hours long. Great conversations, great people. But I just loved watching people engage. It's just awesome. All right. So the other thing is, and I'm going to give you guys some takeaways here in a second as an attendee, and maybe you that are listening to this or watching this, for you to kind of think about. Because I think they're important. But the one thing I'm going to say is, this event, when we scheduled it out, it was Chris and I and Kevin. We sat down. Then Chris and I really started to refine the content. And I wanted it to be as if you were coming there and every single session built on the next, right? And so I'm just going to kind of go through these real quick. But the flow and the content was better than I could have even hoped for. Like, at the end, people were saying exactly what I was hoping for. They were like, I feel like every single session was something that you could apply to the next, or that would work in line with the next, right? So the flow was awesome, okay? So we started the day with, I did the opening session, the traffic and profit landscape. This is where I was setting up really the framework, and we had a workbook that I actually handed out as well. And in there was some visuals showing you like the pillars, or the three big rocks, as we call them. And in this little map, this little flow chart, I wanted to keep it simple, but I wanted to show everyone, these are the areas we're focusing on and here is why. And then I started going into a little bit of, okay, how do you find, you know, the traffic for you and your brand? How do you find the offers that could be yours for your business, right? How can you create some? How can you find some that you can promote? So I was really setting the stage on all these things that we can bring into the business without overwhelming you. So it was really like the landscape that we're going to be covering here during this day. And then Chris came on immediately after me, and he started to build on that. And one of the things we always talk about is content creation, right? Creating that piece of content can be used in so many different ways. So he started going into the content creation methods, did a great job. And from there, he was really laying out how to do this in a very simple and effective way. So you can really build content that people want, but also that can be found, but also could be repurposed. All right. So that was number two. Number three, and this was awesome, is my daughter Alexis presented on Pinterest. Now, some of you that have already been through our Pinterest training, you know that she was the one that taught that class. I was pretty much a student as well. But man, oh man, I got to say, she did a phenomenal job. So many people were like, is this her first time ever presenting? I'm like, yeah. I mean, she just crushed it. And so many people had just nothing but great things to say about what she did. And I was super proud of her. Everyone was saying to her, you got to be proud. You must be proud. And I'm like, yes, I am. She did an amazing, amazing job. We also gave away a little bonus there during that session, which was a complete digital guide, a playbook, brand new, isn't even available right now. And it's over 70 pages long. So it really built off of what she was teaching. So this way here, everyone could have that. If you're watching this or listening to this, it may be available in the future soon. I've got a few ideas what we're going to do with that. I also, and I'll talk a little bit about this, but I'll also share kind of how this was all brought into the mix during the event, as far as like this digital product that we created. So the Pinterest thing, then from there, email list building. That's another big part of our three big rocks. And one of them is email list building. And Chris taught a full session on how to build your list from scratch. And then from there, we brought on Cassidy Tuttle, which, oh my gosh, she crushed it. People were just like, they couldn't get enough. And basically what she did was she shared an email funnel that she has built and really started running traffic through it, paid traffic recently, but she's had the funnel for quite a few years, but she's been really refining it. And now she's sending paid traffic to it. But all of this is done through an email sequence. Basically, not a lot of pages, just a few pages and an email sequence funnel. And she broke it down. And let me just say, this funnel, she is doing anywhere from $15,000 to $17,000 a month in this. And I've actually talked to her privately. There's been a couple months, even more. And that's all through email. Okay. A lot of those sales are coming through email. And now she's, like I said, she turned on paid ads. She didn't really talk too much about that because it was really even about organic or paid, but this is the funnel. She broke it down. She was on for about 45 minutes. She stayed on answering questions. And then she even showed up at the networking party and hung out with us there for a few hours. So it was just really, really awesome, but it built off of what we were already talking about, which was really cool. Then, because I knew that a lot of people were going to be like, okay, Scott, well, that's great and all, but I need a digital product. So my next session, something I never taught, I taught basically how to create your first digital product and sell it in 30 days. And I showed two examples of two new digital products that were actually given away here at the event. One of them was Pinterest, the Pinterest traffic playbook, and now an email list building playbook, which is over 100 pages long. And I talked all about how I did those, how I created them, how I did not have to go and write a single word, but I was able to create these. And I broke down that strategy. And I've shared some of that here on the podcast and some here on the coffee talks, but I broke it down. I even shared an example from years ago of two of my first digital products I've ever created. And I broke that down. So again, it builds on itself. And then from there, Chris went on and did a whole presentation, whole workshop really on mastering Facebook ads in 7 days, blew people's minds. And it's just so actionable, so actionable. And then the final session of the day was myself really showing people how to now take all this information and create a personalized action plan for them using 7 day sprints. And I'll talk a little bit about that here in a minute, but it's really about taking something big and then just breaking it down and chunking it down and knowing that you don't have to do it all. You don't have to do it all. It's funny because after Cassidy got done, I knew people were just like, oh my gosh, there's all of these different sequences and there's all of this stuff. And I could see people's, you know, not really, I couldn't see them, but I could imagine them being like, oh my gosh, like this is so much to take in. There's so many different pieces. So before I got on my next session, I actually went and created a screen a flow chart of really the four different things that you really need in order to make this all work. You don't need to see all of the different things on this funnel or inside this funnel. What you need is these different components, and we need to focus on each of those components, and that's it. And so it really goes hand in hand. And what I'm saying here is you need to break it down. You need to chunk it down. And that's what you do in those 7-day sprints. Basically, in a nutshell, what it is you're taking that thing. Let's say it's, I want to go ahead and build my email list, right? Well, the first thing you need is a lead magnet. So let's just work on that for 7 days. Let's build your lead magnet for 7 days, right? And that's it. So every day for 30 minutes, we're going to work towards creating the lead magnet. So at the end of week one, we got the lead magnet. Then guess what? We can start, you know, sending traffic to it. Then we work on that. Then that's another 7-day sprint. Now, of course, you can always do this faster, but this way here, it doesn't feel overwhelming. And you can add this to what you're currently doing without it feeling overwhelming. So if you're not using 7-day sprints, I definitely recommend that you do. All right. So all of that, you can see all of that was over 8 hours. And then we got on and hung out pretty much like you would at a conference. And we just hung out. And literally, I was sitting here with a beer, and a whole bunch of other people had either, they might have had a beer, they might have had, a few people had some whiskey, some wine. And some people just brought, you know, their favorite, you know, non-alcoholic beverage. It didn't have to be an alcoholic beverage, but it was that time to just, okay, let's take a deep breath. Let's hang out. Let's talk, you know? And it turned into some really, really great conversations and just a lot of golden nuggets in that just 3-hour session alone. And the cool thing is I recorded it all. I recorded it all. I mean, heck, you could probably sell access to just that recording because there's that much information in there that you could pull away from. I mean, just being there with Chuck from Quiet Light, you know, he's there talking about helping people if they ever want to buy or sell a business. But the knowledge that came from him outside of even just that about his own experience building websites over the past 25 years, that's pretty valuable stuff. So again, just a really, really great time and just a lot of great information. But I really did just want to say, no matter where you are in your journey, you need these types of people in your life. You do. I mean, the right people, right? And that's why to sit down in a room of you know, these types of people, it's game changer stuff. I mean, I can't tell you how excited I was to see the people communicating with each other, the excitement. We were having people post pictures of themselves and their setup and, where they were watching and all of their worksheets. And so it was just great to see people promoting each other positively, you know, so it was just really, really awesome. I can't say enough about that. Now, this is where I probably should say, because some of you that did not attend Brand Accelerator Live and you're like, okay, Scott, well, how do I get access to Brand Accelerator Live, the recordings? Well, currently right now, depending on when you're listening to this or watching this, they are not quite finished because we just wrapped up the event. Now, if you're watching this later, you can always go to baltickets.com, baltickets.com. If you go there right now, it will basically say, notify me when the recordings are available. But if you go there later, probably in about 5 days, there's going to be an option there to basically grab the recordings and you can go and sit through that entire day, or you can use maybe one day and you'll watch, you know, one session, and maybe the next day you can, you know, kind of scatter it, you know, so you don't have to watch it all in one session. But I will say this, and this was another big takeaway for me, is when people commit and they put up some money. Okay. Now this was not a free day. Okay. This was not a free day. right? So here's what I noticed. When people invest money and time, okay, they are going to get rewarded. And what I mean by that is they are able to commit to a day and they're showing up and they're focused 100% on what they are doing. They're not watching a YouTube video and then jumping to another YouTube video and then getting a ding and then this and then that. We're talking commitment here, right? I was actually blown away that we had that many people stick through the whole entire day and then have probably, I don't know, I would say at least 50% of people that were there live show up at the cocktail hour, 3 hour cocktail hour, right? It just blew me away. But it's just something that you have to understand is that when you commit to something mentally, but also sometimes when you invest in something, you're going to show up. And I've said this for the longest time. If I was to do a local workshop here just for my local community, and I said, it's going to be $49 to show up. How many people do you think are not going to show up if they buy a ticket? They're all going to be there because they're like, well, it's Saturday. It's from 10 to 3. I'm going to show up. $49. I'm showing up. They're not going to. They're not going to not show up. They're going to show up because they got $49 invested and they're looking forward to it, right? And then they're going to be in there in that classroom and they're not going to be distracted. They're not going to be texting on their phone. They're not going to be bouncing around on YouTube. They're going to be there because they're there for a reason. And I just want to say, everyone that was there, they were committed 100% because number one, they wanted to learn, but they also invested in themselves. I think that's huge. Second thing I want to bring up here, I've got a little list here for myself. So number two is building a community in your business can be really, really huge. And we have some people in our academy, and we also have people that attended the live event. And they said, Scott, I want to create a community for my business. Now, not all businesses are going to lend themselves to a community. But if you can, I'm telling you right now, that could be a game changer for your business in all different areas. Okay. So I just want to say that the community that has been built through the podcast, through the academy now, through BAL, all of that stuff, it's so powerful. And I'm not even talking about it being powerful as far as like a financial like thing. It's more of the community is there to help people, to also build relationships and really just get people involved in each other's lives. Because we need that. I think we're looking for that. And I think if you can do that for your, you know, market, if your market lends itself to that, like I'm thinking out loud here. Like if you had a business around bass fishing, obviously you could definitely build a community of people that are just, they can't wait to jump back into the community because they want to talk about bass fishing, right? So anytime you can do that, it just levels the game up even higher. And I just want to say that our community is amazing. Absolutely amazing. And no matter if you're in our free group, our Rock Your Brand group, or if you're in the academy or in BAL, you know, the communities in those, you know, those groups, they're there to help each other. Bottom line, that's it, right? So again, use those groups. If you're not currently using them, get in there, get involved. Okay. Number three, overwhelm is real. And yeah, there's hope though. There is hope. All right. I know that you can, oh my gosh, like you can say, I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. And we all get distracted. We all get overwhelmed. But when you get overwhelmed, I want you to think to yourself, what is my next step? What is my next step? You know, I did that whole session at the end of BAL 2020. And the one thing I said in there was like, imagine right now me saying, you got to go run a 25-mile race. It's a lot. you probably wouldn't want to do that. But what if I said, why don't you just go run a mile? Or better than that, why don't you just go run a half a mile? It seems easier, right? So no matter what you're trying to do, you need to sit down and break down those areas in your business. And then you need to ask yourself, what is my next step? Not that person, not that person, not that person. What's your next step? And I think that's a really important question to ask yourself. What's your next step? All right. So there's something for you to take away from today. All right. Now, number four, surrounding yourself with like-minded people is powerful, super powerful, because it motivates you, it inspires you, it encourages you, and it also helps you learn, because that person might be a little bit further than you, just a little bit further, maybe a step or two. And now you're learning by watching them, and then you get to ask questions. But the cool thing is when you surround yourself with like-minded people, I mean, it's not just about you taking. And I know anyone here today or in any of our groups, for the most part, are givers. And I'm telling you, there's power in giving and not just taking. So if there's something that you have, that you've got a little tip that you just learned, or something that you just did that you said, you know what, I shouldn't do that because that happened, share it in the group. Any of the groups, our free group, our paid group, doesn't matter. Share. If you share, I'm telling you, there's power in that, because you're just depositing goodwill into other people. And eventually there's going to come a time that that person's going to share something with you or someone else that you're going to listen in on. And you're gonna be like, that was powerful. And that helped you. It could have been that one little moment that changed everything for you, your business, your life. Doesn't matter. And that's what I mean. Like when we were hanging out for 3 hours the other night, I mean, there's a lot of great things that just happened there just by sitting in the same room with these types of people, like just being a fly on the wall. There's so much that you can learn. So again, don't underestimate surrounding yourself with like-minded people. And I'm doing everything that I can, guys, to make sure that we can have a good group, no matter if you're in Brand Creators Academy or if you're in the Rock Your Brand Facebook group, or if you're in the Brand Accelerator Live Facebook group, doesn't matter. I want you to be thinking about these people that are here for the right reason, and they're willing to help each other, period. It's a safe group. And that's what I want you to take away. All right, number five, brand building is simple if you have a plan. And it's so true. We can make it complicated, right? We can say to ourselves, this is hard. This is too hard. I'll never get it, right? I'll never understand that. I remember just like it was yesterday when I started in my father's company, and I was about what, 20 years old, barely read a tape measure. And I remember thinking to myself, I'm never going to learn this. This is too much for me. How am I ever going to learn this? I don't know the first thing about construction. I don't know the first thing about putting in a replacement window or a new door or, you know, any of that stuff. How am I going to learn this? And then a year later, I was doing it like a pro, because I did it over and over and over and over again. And when I had questions, I asked. When I would do something that didn't work, I wouldn't do it again. I'd learn, right? So you can make it hard and complicated, or you can keep it simple and really only focus on the things that you need to do right now. What is your next step? Right? You might even want to write that one down. What is my next step? Your next step, right? Figure out what are the different things that you want to do right now to move your business along. What is your next step? Then take that next step, break it down. What does it look like? Is it you need to build an email list from scratch? If that's the case, then we got to start from the beginning. We got to build a lead magnet. Okay. That's one chunk. After we get the lead magnet, what do we got to do next? We got to take that lead magnet. We got to put it on a landing page. Okay. We got to learn how to build a landing page. Not hard, by the way. And then from there, We got to start getting traffic to it. And then once we get traffic to it, we got to start communicating with the list. But we're not going to worry about communicating with the list if we don't have a lead magnet. Everything has steps. What is your next step? Period. That's it. What's your next step? All right. So guys, I hope this has been something that you can look at and go, okay, there's a lot there that Scott just threw at me too, but it's really about keeping things simple, surround yourself with the right people, create a plan, and take action. Like, it's literally that simple to me. Okay. Yes, we can make it more complicated. We don't need to. Keep it super, super simple. All right. So here's what I want to do. I want to first off thank you once again for being here, whether you're listening on the podcast, whether you're here on a coffee talk, which, by the way, if you're not on a coffee talk and you are listening to this on the podcast, you might want to go to takeactioncrew.com, and that's where we hang out over there in the group. But there's just a lot of great people over there, right? And that's why, I just said the reason why we're doing this is because we want to create good environment for people to hang out and learn and be willing to share and be able to ask questions and not feel like I asked a stupid question. There's no stupid question. You got to ask questions if you want to learn. All right. So the other thing is, if you are watching this, you're on a coffee talk, or if you're on the podcast, depending on when you're watching this, if you're here live, well, then you can go there, but you'll have to get on the wait list. But the recordings to Brand Accelerator Live 2020 are going to be available. It's going to be something that I believe from here until next year, people are going to want to take this information and run with it. And that's why we're making it available from here until next year as well, when we do the live in-person, hopefully, Brand Accelerator Live. But if you want to grab the recordings, all you need to do is go to baltickets.com, and the recordings will be available soon. And like I said, it's a full packed day. It's like a long workshop if we were to hang out for a day at my lake house and just really break down the different parts of the business. And then from there, focus on how to create action plans for each step, and then take what you want, what you need next, and do that and everything in between. So again, if you want to check those out, head on over to baltickets.com. Again, that's baltickets.com. But again, I had an amazing time. I want to thank each and every one of you that did show up live and you hung out with us for an entire day. But it was just absolutely amazing. And I just wanted to say thank you, guys. I appreciate each and every one of you. And yeah, just wanted to say thank you, guys. All right. So before I jump off here, let me look and see what we got here for some questions, if we have any, or just even some comments. Let's see. Okay, cool. It's Jackson. What's up, Jackson? Okay, so Jackson was the one I couldn't see the profile picture. You haven't activated the StreamYard yet. No problem. Great Saturday. Yeah, Jackson was there all day. He was also there on our three-hour networking call, which was awesome. Octavio, so pumped. It was awesome. Let's see. Kay says, feeling focused with great clarity. Awesome. Let's see here. Karen says, yes, it was 9:30 p.m. Yes, it was. It was. Oh, Karen says, yes, love Chuck. Yeah, he was awesome. Long day, but honestly, nobody wanted to leave. It was such a welcoming and intimate event. You're right. I almost felt bad saying, like, all right, guys, we should probably go. It's been like so long. We should probably call it quits for the day. Ruth's in the house. What's up? It was such an awesome event. Kay says, yes, Octavio was great in our chat room. Let's see. Yeah, Jennifer was there. Happy Monday. What's up? Jennifer was there. Let's see. Oh, and Karen said, I went off for about 7 to 8 minutes. My internet went down, so that could have been me. LOL. Kyle said, it seemed like there was something for you no matter where you are in your business. It was great. Thank you, Kyle. Glad you were there too. And Kyle had an awesome fire going on in the back too, for our networking session. Richard, what's up? It was brilliant. Loved it. Take my money now for 2021. Oh, man. Hey, Richard, you know, I love the video too, by the way. Richard shot a video at the very end, just describing what he thought of the event, but also what he took away. And I think it was your first video doing something like that. Richard, I think that's what you had said. Octavio says, Alexis killed it. So professionally delivered. She's a rock star. Well, I do raise rock stars, by the way. Salama, I attended the event. Where do I access my t-shirt, the Pinterest and email books? Oh, Salama. So what you are, or what she is referring to is basically we gave away a whole bunch of shirts for action takers. And the shirt says action equals results. And it also has Rock Your Brand Podcast on the back and a giant hashtag take action. So Salama, what you need to do is email lisa@brandcreators.com and we'll make sure that you get that. But when the recordings go out, all of our attendees that are getting the recordings are also going to be getting all the links to all of the stuff that we shared. All of the slide decks are going to be there too. So we're still bringing everything in and we're getting everything organized inside of the portal. So it will be there for you by probably the end of the week. Octavio, Cassidy blew my mind. Each session built on the previous to an incredible crescendo. Then you tied it up beautifully in the end. I'm so glad that you feel that way, Octavio, because I was wondering how it was going to be at the very end, and I was hoping that I could tie it all together. Best virtual happy hour ever. Kay says, you guys did a great job with the conference. I really enjoyed it. Very valuable info to apply to my business today. So thankful for our community, and we're thankful, Kay, that you're part of our community. Octavio, I want to build a community like this now too. I want to impact lives and make a difference like you are doing, Scott. So powerful, and I know that you can. I know that you can. I know your market and I know your market needs this. And one thing I will say is there's a lot of people that think there's already communities in these spaces. There's no way that I could build a community. Why would they want to come to mine? It doesn't have to be big, by the way. It could be small. I shared inside of Brand Accelerator Live how I built a very small community of less than 1,000 people through email, and how I launched my first digital product about 6 months later that did over $12,000. So it's totally possible. The group does not have to be massive, okay? Or the community. It just needs to be the right people. All right. Well, I hope that you enjoyed that Friday jam session. And like I said in the beginning, if you want to attend one of our live Friday jam sessions, all you need to do is head on over to takeactioncrew.com. That is where we show up every Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern time. And you can join us. You can ask a question and then I can answer it. And we can go ahead and also publish it here on the podcast. So once again, I just want to say thank you so much for listening. This is always one of the highlights of my week. And until next time, remember, I'm here for you. I believe in you and I am rooting for you. But you have to, come on, say it with me, say it loud, say it proud, take action. Have an awesome, amazing day, and I'll see you right back here on the next episode. Now go rock your brand.